I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Breaking news here on, wow, Adam Schefter has just tweeted out, the Miami Dolphins have fired head coach Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel has been fired by the Miami Dolphins. His tweet continues, the Dolphins owner Stephen Ross met with McDaniel this week to discuss the season. After that meeting and reflection, Stephen Ross has decided to move on. Wow.
This is a day.
This is a day.
Hey.
We're talking about this.
Just as we were getting into, hey, he's not going after John Harbaugh. Sure, dude. Sure.
Well, y'all get what y'all wanted.
Hey, look.
Needed the bodies. You got three of them.
Got everybody. The era has been cleaned out. I'm sorry for a nice guy losing his gig, although he's cool. He'll be cool. Someone's going to take him as his offensive coordinator. But to be honest with you, applause to Stephen Ross, all right? I give him a little clap. He did what needed to be done. It was time to move on. It is time to move on. And so the Dolphins firing Mike McDaniel today, if you're just tuning in here, Mike McDaniel getting fired was the right move by Stephen Ross. It was enough of this nonsense. It was very clear, even through this interview process, it was clear that the Miami Dolphins had kind of lost their taste for him. He got worse every single season. He was a big reason as to why they extended Tua Tagovailoa, and this organization and this franchise was done with that era. All right? Creative guy, little quirky, march to a different beat, part of that stuff you can respect. But also, a lot of the times, seemed like Mike McDaniel was way in over his head. Stars walked all over him. The locker room didn't act professional around him up until this year. And he never beat good teams. Never. He never beat good teams. And the second half numbers this year were atrocious. Stephen Ross was really left with no other choice. The fact that it was even hanging in the wind for a few days was a little bit weird, but I'm sure once they got the ball rolling in this whole general manager process, he had to have felt and had to have known that it was time to make this decision. So Mike McDaniel has been fired as Miami Dolphins head coach.
Welcome to the show, and holy moly, today's an abbreviated show. We're only on for an hour, and we've got 9 hours of material to jam in.
So, let's get it done.
How we're going to do it, but we're going to do it before we start, because I don't want to lose sight of the fact that we've got a Canes game tonight that is the biggest game in over two decades. I want to tell you that this is a huge day to get to Canesware in Davie. You can get Hurricanes merch right now. You're going to a watch party tonight. You're just watching at home on your couch. However you're going to watch Canes Ole Miss, maybe you're listening to it on the radio. I mean, you got to get to Canesware in Davie. They've been putting up on social media some of their college football playoff gear. It's right there waiting for you. And maybe you got some cash over the holidays. Spend it on what you really want, some new Canes gear. And if it's not just the Canes, maybe you're feeling a little reinvigorated with the Dolphins. They've got Dolphins merch at Caneswear. They've got Hurricanes basketball merch, Inter Miami, the Marlins, the Panthers, the Heat. I mean, it is all right there at Caneswear in Davie. But we got a big one tonight, and if you don't have new gear to rock, you've got time to get to Caneswear in Davie on University Drive, right next to La Spada's, or online at caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot South Florida sports fans shop. And you're going to hear Canes football tonight, pregame, in 55 minutes on this very radio station. Now, Crowder, there's been a coaching decision made for the Miami Dolphins today, and I didn't see this coming without the news of John Harbaugh being confirmed, so I'm a little bit taken aback.
Yeah, they got together, they brought Troy Aikman in, and they could figure this thing out now.
I saw someone tweet, do you think Mike McDaniel would have lost his job had they not brought Troy Aikman on board? Because he was the one who was so highly critical of McDaniel, and now he's gonzo.
I go to people's houses, and I'm the one to have to tell them that their dog is bad as hell. That dog can't eat off the table. He's eating off your table. They got so used to it. Troy had to walk in and tell him the dog is eating off the table. Get rid of this dog. Yes, a sound mind was in the building.
Well, let me give you some of the deets. Here is the official press release from the Miami Dolphins. After careful evaluation and extensive discussion since the season ended, I have made the decision that our organization is in need of comprehensive change. I informed Mike McDaniel this morning that he has been relieved of his duties as head coach. This is obviously Stephen Ross talking. I love Mike and want to thank him for his hard work, commitment, and the energy he brought to our organization. Mike is an incredibly creative football mind whose passion for the game and his players was evident every day. I wish him and his family the best moving forward. Now, here's what Mike McDaniel had to say. This was his official release. Coaching this team and being a part of this great organization, this great franchise, has been the honor of a lifetime. When I took this job, I had a vision of a team that was bonded together and played with passion and energy on the path to winning championships. I gave everything I had for that goal. I am disappointed, especially for the fans, that we did not have better results on the field, but I am grateful for every coach, player, and staff member who poured themselves into that vision alongside me. I'm grateful to Stephen Ross for the opportunity he gave me, a little-known coach at the time when he hired me. Most of all, I'm thankful to my wife, Katie, our daughter, Isla, for their unending love and support. I love this game, the people, and relationships that are part of it, and I will forever cherish my time in Miami.
I usually always call BS on one side or the other of one of these breakups. I think both of them are truly genuine.
I agree.
McDaniel, it wasn't a known coach. Like, we were surprised. Why would you hire this, you know, this little crazy guy that was hanging out with Kyle Shanahan all these years? And I think he kept his job. Stephen Ross said it. He genuinely loves Mike McDaniel. He has an emotional attachment to Mike McDaniel. Yep. I think they both said it perfectly. We have to move on. And Mike said it. Hey, we didn't have the success on the field I wanted. Let's go. Let's figure this thing out on the back end.
Now, here's what Jeff Darlington from ESPN, we all trust Jeff. Here's what Jeff Darlington says about what transpired today. Some context into the Dolphins' decision to fire Mike McDaniel per multiple people involved in the decision. Owner Steve Ross met with McDaniel on Tuesday, and the outcome of the meeting left Ross very conflicted. He really likes Mike, quote, loves his intelligence and offensive mind. But Tuesday's meeting resulted in some hard thoughts. Ross didn't feel like the results were there, and despite the end of year production, Ross simply wasn't comfortable moving forward with the status quo. Now, for the elephant in the room. I'm told the Dolphins have not yet been in touch with John Harbaugh or anyone in his camp, and people close to the decision are adamant this decision to move away from McDaniel is independent of Harbaugh's availability. I'm told the Dolphins will conduct the head coaching search after a GM is in place, which should be in the next few days. Yes, it obviously could lead to discussions with Harbaugh. And yes, one of the GM candidates, Chad Alexander, is very close to Harbaugh. But people close to the situation tell me this decision to fire Mike would have been made either way.
Great decision. And it's funny, we talked about it yesterday. Solana, we were talking about how the power struggles crazy when you have a head coach and not a GM, and it was weird. Yes, owner, hire your GM. Let your GM be a part of hiring your head coach. Let's get back to normality of what the NFL and professional teams are. Let's get back to
I find it strange. I find it odd that you didn't know till today that you wanted to move on from McDaniel, but you didn't know that after Sunday's game against New England. I am perplexed that it took them 4 days to decide whether he was the right guy moving forward. So I'm not necessarily certain I buy they haven't talked with John Harbaugh. I'm not saying it's a done deal, but I don't think they make this move unless they really are ready to roll the dice and say, whatever it takes, go get me that guy.
I would say, what if Stephen Ross said, I'm not firing somebody midseason? Because we've talked about that. He flat out didn't want to fire McDaniel. It's his friend. We're not fine. After game 17, week 18, I'll sit down and fully evaluate this season.
You're going to evaluate it, though, for the last 4 days? You didn't know Sunday that he wasn't the right guy? You needed to talk to him one more time on Tuesday to know he's not the right guy?
That's what Jeff said. He talked to him, and then he was conflicted. I was conflicted when we lost to the Colts week one. I was conflicted last season. He had to go in to do his due diligence. Has he been, I think, does he have PTSD from the Flores thing and the firings that he has been a part of where it was just weird and the Jim Harbaugh with Sperano type thing? Is he not comfortable firing and hiring head coaches? I don't think he is. I think it's awkward for him to fire a head coach. And now he wanted to do it in a very slow-paced, meticulous, you know, methodical way.
That's how you get beat, though, when you allow other teams to get the jump on you.
I
would just say, like, you say you need to do his due diligence. He watched him coach the team for 4 years, including all the games this season. And you're telling me his due diligence was, you know, I need to have one more conversation with him on Tuesday to really know if I think he's the steward next year.
To be fair, it does take me 2 days to understand anything Mike McDaniel says after one of his press conferences, too. 2 days
but
at least.
4 years is my point. It's 4 years.
It took Troy Aikman to explain to him.
Could be. I had a friend, my friend Justin, you guys know him, he texted me, all these Dolphins fans celebrating the demise of McDaniel and Tua, I'm kind of bummed. I just want the franchise I've been riding with for 30 years to do something great, and here we go again with another rebuild that'll take at least 2 years if we get remotely lucky like Denver. There is that part of the equation as well. The Tua Mike McDaniel era seems to be over, unless it becomes the Tua Harbaugh era, which I guess crazier things have happened.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The other thing, I don't know, I was told today could be the day or tomorrow that they find a general manager down to four names. And then from there, I mean, you got to get to work. That's got to get first because you got all these bowl games coming up. You got the Senior Bowl. when I say bowl game, Senior Bowl and East-West game, and start getting your guys their information. Are you going to keep these scouts? Are you going to get rid of them? You're bringing in your own guys. How many people will still be around? You got 25, 26 coaches under contract. I think a lot of them will end up there. Most of them are really good coaches. They've got 8 openings, and you know how this works. Your buddy gets a job, and he takes you. Your coordinator buddy gets a job, and he brings you with him. So a lot of those guys will get jobs. And then again, hey, they're under contract and probably won't let them out until they hire a coach, because he said, hey, 4 or 5 of those guys are guys I've coached with. They're good coaches. So, yeah, that process might slow down on as far as getting rid of coaches right away. It's a cold, ugly business, man. And this is the bad part. And if you coach in places like the Jets and Cleveland and Miami every 4 years, this seems to happen a lot. So 8 head coaching jobs open. I know yesterday spent a lot of time talking about best jobs and worst jobs. Hey, listen, the best job is if you got some young talent and you got a young quarterback that looks like he's the future. And some of those jobs have that. Hey, that Baltimore job, I mean, I heard guys screaming at each other. Mike Florio will join us later. I don't think Mike thinks that Baltimore job's a very good job. That they're a lot of those guys have aged and not playing like they had the last couple years. They're on the downside, and I'm going, I don't know about that, but I got Lamar still there. That can't be bad for business, having Lamar Jackson as your quarterback. So got a lot of stuff going on here this morning as we continue on. A lot of interesting names out there that once the Dolphins do the GM search, then they'll start on the head coaching and see. And then Harbaugh's going to fall into this. It's going to be big news when John Harbaugh takes the job. I have no idea where he's going. Absolutely none. I trust Jeff Darlington because he knows a lot of people in the organization that tell him stuff. So if Jeff says, you know, they haven't gotten a hold of Harbaugh yet, it's hard to imagine they haven't at least talked to his agent. I'm guessing most of those teams will talk. Everybody seems to think the Giants really want Harbaugh. And so we'll see. I don't think it'll be money. I expect Harbaugh's going to be one of the highest paid guys when this is said and done. The more teams will want you, the more money's going to be paid to these guys. And then all the young guys that are coordinators at some of these jobs, Seattle, Rams, those will be interesting. 49ers, they're saying Robert Saleh is going to get another job. That thing didn't go so well with the Jets, and he didn't look very good, but everybody's saying, well, it's not on him. It's the Jets are just dysfunctional. So I'm curious to see how many chances they get. And then, hey, Mike might have to make a decision. Mike McDaniel might have to make a decision between going to a bad team as a head coach, maybe gets another job. Don't laugh. Adam Gase went right from here to the Jets, picked up another, 4 or 5 years of they let him go, but he got paid. Let me tell you, I'll bet Adam ended up getting paid as a head coach, 8 or 9 years from contracts from here to the Jets as a head coach, a lot of money. Or does he say, I don't want to go to anything like that. I'd rather go be an offensive coordinator, still pays a lot of money. And I think Mike's going to have a lot of opportunities to go a lot of different places. There's a lot of teams not happy with their offenses. You can go to Washington. You can go to Tampa Bay. They let their guy go. Detroit let their guy go. And Mike, you know, just to come in and run the offense, man, he might be the hottest name for offensive coordinator. There are going to be a bunch of jobs open. A bunch.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. My mother just texted the show.
No way.
I swear to God. My mother just texted us.
What did she say?
Well, breaking news for those who are just tuning in. The Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins have fired head coach Mike McDaniel. It's now been reported by multiple parties that Stephen Ross met with McDaniel, reflected on the decision, and decided to let go of McDaniel after four seasons. Barry Jackson saying Mike McDaniel fired clears the way for the Harbaugh pursuit or interviews of anyone else. Miami was reluctant to call Harbaugh or anyone with Mike in place, I'm told. That issue is now solved. Dolphins were sensitive from past Jim Harbaugh Ross fiasco and want to do things their way and believe it's the right way to operate. Happy anniversary, by the way, to the boardroom, to the boardroom press conference. My mother was listening, and she said, as soon as she heard the news, what would Socrates say to that?
You know what? Give your mother a point and then give her five more, please.
Point for
Mama Tobin.
Man, it runs in the family, doesn't it?
It does. It absolutely does. But the Dolphins have just put out a statement here on the decision. We have a statement from Stephen Ross on the firing of Mike McDaniel. The Dolphins have just tweeted out, the Miami Dolphins have relieved head coach Mike McDaniel of his duties. Here is the statement from Stephen Ross. After careful evaluation and extensive discussion since the season ended, I have made the decision that our organization is in need of comprehensive change. I informed Mike McDaniel this morning that he has been relieved of his duties as head coach. I love Mike, and I want to thank him for his hard work, commitment, and the energy he brought to our organization. Mike is an incredibly creative football mind whose passion for the game and his players was evident every day. I wish him and his family the best moving forward. That is from owner Stephen M. Ross.
So. I can't help but smile. Like, my face is about to start hurting.
I'm not going to lie, Jennifer.
I feel bad, but to say, because he's like a nice guy.
I don't feel bad. I mean, like,
he's a nice guy.
He does. He seems like a very nice man. Right. He seems like a very nice man, but like, I do think that performance wise, I think it was time. Yes. I think it was time. And also, just everything the era stood for, right? Mm-hmm. I just don't think it would have made sense to be in a spot where you finally fire Chris Greer after way too long. You get rid of Tua Tonga. You bench Tua Tagovailoa. He had this Hail Mary at the end. Does Quinn Ewers look like he could be any kind of a good quarterback? He did not. And so it's time to wipe the slate clean. And especially if you have a John Harbaugh available, maybe a Mike Tomlin available, maybe a Sean McDermott, a Mike McDermott, somebody. You can't get into the swing of these things. And it's reported that you're telling GM candidates, hey, what would you think of a different coach? You can't go about the process anymore and leave this guy hanging in the wind. And for people who are like, oh, he's a big boy, you know, he gets paid. No, that's not how it works, dude. You got to move on. You can't be repeating history, all right? You got busted with the last time you went after Harbaugh. Hell, you got embarrassed the last time you fired Brian Flores. And you had something, a little sketchy in the works. You had to do this thing the right way. They want to move along fast. The one thing with Stephen Ross that he's got that big old wallet, he's got a beautiful location, and he's got an organization that is so thirsty to get fixed. You can't be doing that, leaving your coach in the breeze. You can't. And especially, could you imagine the first of all, just on a personal level, I just say, I'm so thankful I don't have to cut these press conferences anymore.
It makes me so happy I don't have to hear it.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
I am so happy.
Trevor, myself.
Oh, Trevor.
Oh, we're so happy.
I'm going to start crying right now.
I know. Listen, I did. I wanted to. That's why I was happy.
I don't want a man to lose his job.
No, never that. We don't wish that.
But if
anyone,
if he's not doing his job correctly, then this you is know, the, and people decide it's time for him to go.
This is a glorious day for an Adobe audition for our radio nerds out there. But in addition to that, but imagine Jennifer,
yeah.
Vlad, imagine the first press conference that we got to hear him try and talk about how he's not upset about any pursuit or the new GMs. Like, he's gonna short circuit up there. You can't do it. And so going about it this way was the right thing to do. It was the right decision for the organization. Now, they got a lot of work to do. I'm not expecting a miracle fix right away, although I kind of feel like Stephen Ross is going to swing big. I don't know what the hell that means, but I just think he's old as hell, and he's embarrassed that this keeps happening to him. And so, and he's got competition because you got the Giants who are going to be going after everybody too, and they got their guy in Jackson Dart. I don't know if he's good because he doesn't seem to be able to stay healthy either. But he looks exciting. They got a lot of exciting pieces. So there's going to be competition. And so if there's going to be competition, you can't be leaving guys hanging in the breeze. You have to let your interest be known, and you have to go try and put a full court press into whoever that person you think is to fix this organization.
By the way, great timing to announce the firing the day of the college football semifinals.
I know, right,
Miami
dude?
Hurricanes, right?
Also, crazy. The great timing was when you said rats off a ship is every day.
Unbelievable.
Like, literally, this would be the right day to do it.
This is wild. Let us get to some calls. Some people want to chime in. Let's see what the people got to say. Bob, what's going on, dude?
Good morning, everybody. First, I think it was a year too late. Should have been it last year. Two episodes that happened, and I think has affected him. One, Harbaugh firing. He's not going to make this mistake as he did with Soprano. I mean, the coach that he hang him in there. No, I'm not pursuing it. So he wanted to make sure he had a clean slate.
Yep.
That's number one. Number two thing was the impressive performance of New England with the new coach and how you draft. We have failed in that department year after year after year. And if you fail with your number one draft, you fall behind 5 years. They shouldn't have given the money to Tua. They did now, waiting for the last of the three. When they say we release Tua or we trade Tua, that's what it makes it a complete. That bum should be out of here as fast as we can. The problem with McDaniel was he was a too nice of a guy. If he was a shooter, you make mistake, he bench you.
He definitely did.
His teammate.
Go ahead, buddy.
When he put his teammates under the bus, he should have benched them. You don't talk about your teammates that way.
It was a ridiculous thing.
It was ridiculous, and he thinks the way he acts. I know I don't want to take anybody ticked off. It made me aggravated every time he put that cross under his thing. What are you, a warrior? You're a freaking football player. And you're a weak one of that. You're not a warrior. You're not a tough dude. He tried to act like a tough dude, but his jaw was made out of glass. You touched him, he got a concussion.
Right. Well, now we're going off into the Tua thing, but I understand. He's like, I do think that the whole Tua thing that this went, I think also that probably soured McDaniel, but you are kind of stuck. Like, this is your, like, the point is, it was a tough thing for him with the Tua thing because you lived by getting that guy fixed in any type of way. That was kind of your identity. And so, like, you kind of live with him and you die with him. Like, that's how your career went with it. And unfortunately, you know, and I do think that Mike being a nice guy and believing in his players or trying to keep his players happy and all that type of stuff. Look, there's some admiration in that to try and do it a different way. But, dude, this is a cutthroat game, and it just doesn't feel like it's ever going to work that way. It just doesn't. And I think that, as everybody says, very creative dude, but I just think that the guy was thrown way into the deep end of being the leader of an organization. Mind you, also the first time he was ever calling plays, and it was just too much for him.
Dude, if I'm wavering on making a $250 million investment and you come up to my office, you jump on my table and say we need to give this man $250 million. And then within less than 2 years, not even 2 years, a year, 18 months, you and that individual can't get along. That individual is no longer the same player that he was. Yeah, that's grounds to get fired.
Barry Jackson has just tweeted out. And Omar Kelly, by the way, is going to join us at 11:15. So thank you to getting that going, Vlad. Appreciate that. We'll have Omar coming on in less than a half hour. But Barry has tweeted out, Harbaugh availability was a factor in this decision to move on from McDaniel. Miami is now obviously going to pursue him with the Giants among formidable competition. Jay, what's going on, dude?
Hey, how y'all doing today, man?
Yeah, I'm all right, man. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I know you all right because you're going crazy right now. I called because I want us to hold back on the celebration right now because the guys who we pursuing, like it seems like as Dolphin fans, we always want to get other people trash. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at John Harbaugh and I'm looking at Mike Tomlin. They get credit for all the stuff but the Ravens aren't really tough. They got Derrick Henry, but they aren't a talented team like that. And also, the Steelers, like that division was won with what it was, 10 games. It wasn't a tough division. So I'm looking at it like this. I'm looking at it like the one thing that you have to get right is the quarterback position. And I know most Dolphin fans wanted Tua. When his contract was up, most Dolphin fans were like, if they don't sign him, it's going to be a problem. They got to sign him. They got to make sure he gets signed, mm-hmm. including you, Tobin. Most of y'all wanted them to sign him.
I agree. No, listen, I'm not going to run from the fact that I wanted to extend
it. So it didn't work out and everything like that. But if we're going to go in a direction, I want to do something new. I don't want John Harbaugh. I don't want Mike Tomlin because the offenses they run, like, we're not going to like that. We're not going to like those offenses. They run offense like what the coach we used to have when Ricky Williams was here.
Wants that?
Yeah, like they just run. And, yeah, Harbaugh has that great running back. But the Steelers' offense isn't great. It isn't like Mike Tomlin. He's not a coach that goes for it. He's not an aggressive coach. He like, I don't think we're going to like the type of offense.
But, Jay, you want another coach who's going to learn on the job, like another new guy? Like, because that's exactly what Mike did, and it didn't work out.
But I think it's just the direction that most teams are going now. Like, most teams are going with new guys. Most teams don't go with guys that are like retreads. You don't see stuff like that. So just me as a fan, I watch Steeler football sometimes. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to watch that.
You don't want to win. No, I think the thing is, like, with his point, like I think I saw something yesterday, Vlad, that the oldest coach in the NFC playoffs right now is LaFleur, and he's 46. Like, I get that. That has been – there are plenty of new guys in young blood in the game right now. But I think that typically when you – look, this is just how it goes. When you have an organization that tried something, and the Dolphins have tried the new guy, they've done that every time Stephen Ross has owned the team. I don't think he's ever hired a coach with head coaching experience. And this is going to be the first time that he does that because he's tried to – he wanted to get guys with head coaching experience with that Sean Payton pursuit. And trust me when I tell you, he's going – there's no shot that they're going to give this to another new guy. Like, I would be stunned if that happens.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep on thinking Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh and Andy Reid are old and need to retire. Go ahead.